The one is when I fire the BFG, and there's only one feasible response that any human can give after firing the big effing gun, and that big fucking gun, and that's holy shit. And the other one would have to be Semper Fi, motherfucker, Semper Fi.
Right on. Thanks a lot, man.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
Welcome to the Not New Movie Review. I'm Ross Oakes.
Jeremy Wainwright.
And I'm Colin Oakes.
You did it wrong.
That's okay. My brother. We want to introduce a guest. This is my brother.
I don't
know. It's Colin Oakes.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
We're here today.
We have a guest today.
We're putting our VR goggles on.
Yeah. Our guest today is the smartest man in the world when it comes to video games.
Number one video games expert.
People call him the Steve Jobs of video games.
Yeah. You can move in if you want to.
Yeah, come on.
Okay.
There we go.
Don't be afraid.
There we go.
I'm scared.
Number one video games expert in the business.
I never claimed that, but it's good to get some recognition.
Yeah, he's humble. Wait, what are you saying?
What?
Were you going to go into something?
Jeremy, what movies have you seen recently?
All right, let's see. Let's see. Oh, my phone doesn't want to recognize my face. I love the future. All right. So how you been?
Good. What movies have you seen lately?
All right. Well, let me tell you what. I have a new friend, mm-hmm. and his name is Pee-wee Herman. Yeah. I watched Pee-wee's Big Adventure for the first time.
Is that guy in jail?
No.
Did he go to jail?
No, he got arrested in the 90s for jerking off in a porn theater. Which, to be honest, what are you supposed to do in a porn theater? Just watch?
Yeah. You don't know?
Yeah, well...
Anyways, okay. Anyways, good movie. It's fun. Tim Burton's first movie. I watched Widow.
Really?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No.
Huh. Yeah, it's his first movie, pal. I watched Widows. Great movie. Great crime thriller.
Okay.
Am I boring you?
Liam Neeson doesn't know how to kiss.
Am I boring you?
I hear Liam Neeson doesn't know how to kiss.
I don't know. It's a sloppy kiss.
Okay.
The movie opens with him and Viola Davis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Made my audience laugh because it is kind of... Oh, hey, look at that.
What?
You got a $10 coupon from eBay.
Nice. Oh, for what?
I don't know. Just
I just got something from eBay yesterday.
Oh, my God.
What's that?
You want to pool them together?
I don't have a coupon.
You just said you got a coupon.
No. I bought something.
Oh, okay. Anyways, to prepare for the
new... I just woke up.
He did, literally 3 minutes ago. To prepare for the newest entry in the Rocky franchise,
mm-hmm.
I rewatched Rocky IV. It's a movie. I rewatched Creed. It's a masterpiece. The best Rocky movie. Maybe the best movie of the 21st century. Then I saw Creed 2.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good movie. It's a Rocky movie. All three of these have been Rocky movies starring Rocky Balboa.
Mm-hmm.
Which he recently retired the character of Rocky Balboa.
These all Rocky movies?
Creed 2 is the last one.
Yeah. Colin?
Are these all Rocky movies?
I don't know what you're trying to do.
I don't.
These are
there rocks in them, I think, is what he's asking.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, okay. I thought you were asking if the character of Rocky Balboa was in them. I was like,
no.
Of course. All right. Now that we're past that. Those were all Rocky movies, by the way.
Hmm.
Starring Rocky Balboa.
Yeah. Creed 2 is the last one he's in?
Yeah. He's the last one. He's retiring the character.
Did they give him a send-off?
He does get a very emotional send-off.
Okay.
It's nice. It made me cry. I cry in a lot of movies. I watched The Ballad of Buster Scruggs.
Me too.
Amazing.
It was
I watched
good.
Most of that.
Oh, yeah, you watched it. What'd you think?
I guess I have the last one to watch.
What's your favorite segment?
I don't need to know
the names.
The Buster Scruggs, the opening was pretty great.
You like the opening one?
Yeah.
That's a good one. I like
the one I like the least.
I like All Gold.
I mean, that was pretty good.
I like All Gold Canyon. I like
I love that
Mr.
one.
That's pretty good. Pocket.
Yeah.
It's great. It's
what
a
do you
good
think
movie.
About the one with the arms? No.
Oh,
arms.
That's fucked up.
Dudley.
Yeah, it's from Dudley from Harry Potter.
Yeah.
That'll mess you up. I watched it on
Also Liam Neeson.
Oh, yeah. He's
and
in
he
a lot of...
he kisses in that one, too.
Oh, he does. He's a prostitute.
I'm starting to think he's got a little thing going on.
I'm starting to think Liam Neeson likes to kiss.
Yeah. I'm starting to think he hasn't kissed before. And then he kissed Viola Davis. And now he's going
it opened up his horizons.
Yeah.
And then I watched Mouse Hunt, Gore Verbinski's first movie. Mm. I rewatched Mouse Hunt. I used to watch it a ton as a kid.
Oh, are you watching the... No, you watched the Tim Burton movie because...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because of another podcast.
Yeah.
I'm getting in
Which
it.
Which we'll mention later.
Yeah, we always mention them. Humble brag. You made me forget what I was saying.
You have a list
Mouse Hunt.
Yep.
Mouse Hunt. Gore Verbinski's first movie.
Never seen it.
You should watch it, especially if you love Gore Verbinski, which I think I do. You do.
I do.
Do you? Mm-hmm. Do you like Gore Verbinski, Colin?
I don't think I've ever heard of him. Or
the first three Pirates of the Caribbean films. Oh, okay. He directed Rango, his masterpiece.
I saw that.
Mm-hmm. Rango's greatest movie of the 21st century. So, Mouse Hunt, great movie. Good start to his career.
Is that all you got?
That's all I got.
Okay, all right.
Well, and I watched Doom, obviously, the topic of today's discussion. Right. I don't know if we mentioned that. Oh, we should have mentioned that we're talking about the films of Dwayne The Rock Johnson, by the way.
Yeah, we'll get there.
We'll get there, okay. This is a scramble of a podcast, and I love it.
I rewatched The Iron Giant with commentary.
So good.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. I need to watch that with the commentary.
I watched Love, Simon.
How was that?
It's good.
It's good?
It's good. Nice. On HBO.
Nice. Yeah.
If you got the time.
Yeah. Refreshing take on a teen comedy.
Tomorrowland.
It's a solid movie. It's not great. It's
the first half, so good.
Yeah.
Second half, I fell asleep.
Oh, you son of a gun. Easily the worst Brad Bird movie, but there's stuff in it that if other directors did it, it would be the best stuff of their career.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Because Brad Bird's awesome. You know who Brad Bird is, Colin?
Maybe.
He directed, Ratatouille.
Wow.
Do you like Ratatouille, Colin?
Yeah.
Awesome.
There's rats in it.
There is rats. There are rats.
They're not real. They were made in the computer.
I know, believe it or not. All the food was, too. Ratatouille actually inspired me to cook a lot recently.
Yeah?
What did you make? I made a pasta dish the other night called cacio e pepe.
Wow.
It was good.
What?
Yeah, I made it.
What is it?
It's a dish.
Just pasta and sauce.
No. It's a dish with pasta, and you got some pecorino romano cheese, got some parmesan cheese, some crushed black pepper. You put it in a pan, you cook it up. It's good stuff.
Do you have a pet rat?
Is it a rat?
Don't worry about it. So what if I just bought a big hat, you know? Move on, okay? You're accusing me of stuff. What else did you watch?
I got Tomb Raider, the new one.
It's solid.
Also on HBO. Very solid, yeah.
Better video game movie than this one.
Then I watched Doom.
Wow.
We'll get into it.
Doom with a H?
No. Doom. The movie we're supposed to watch.
The movie we're supposed to watch, not the Bollywood action movie.
No.
That Apple TV kept suggesting for me when I tried to search Doom.
It's got to be good then, right?
I would think so.
The Ballad of Buster Scruggs. And two nights ago, I
thought that was the name of the movie.
No. Two nights ago, I went to a Christmas party at Tim Allen's house.
What?
Wow.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And guess what he had on
Did
there?
He sell you crack cocaine?
Oh, is that his thing?
He got arrested for selling crack cocaine once.
Oh, wow.
And then he snitched and got out of it. He's a coke snitch. Anyways, continue.
He had Christmas with the Cranks playing.
Ooh.
While he was having a Christmas party.
That's a little self-indulgent.
Yeah, right?
Was Jamie Lee Curtis there?
No, they hate each other.
Oh.
And you can definitely see it in the movie that they did not like working with each other.
I believe
but
it.
Jamie Lee Curtis is a professional. So she is. You can barely
She's
see it.
Top notch.
Yeah.
I always get that movie confused with the movie where Danny DeVito and Matthew Broderick, they're like trying to decorate their houses.
I don't know that one.
It's fine. Was it a good movie? No, actually, forget the movie. Was it a good party?
Good party. They were not planning to have a party until...
You showed up?
No, until that day.
Oh.
So they
had to crank out a party.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Colin, have you seen Christmas with the Cranks?
I don't think so.
What's your favorite Tim Allen movie? It's Toy Story, probably, right?
Sure.
Yeah, Toy Story is a good one. Yeah. Because you don't see him.
You don't see him. That's the best part.
All right. So, Tomb Raider, also another video game movie we're talking about here.
We all play video games.
Yeah.
So, movies inspired by video games...
Are generally...
Not that great.
No. Mm-mm. Name the what first... you think... Name. Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt. I know we're professionals.
No, please talk.
What do you think is the best video game movie they've made so far?
Wreck-It Ralph.
Best movie based on a video game that they've made so far. That is a good answer, because that's a whole nother topic about games that are based on the mechanics of video games,
which we're
going to get into with Jumanji.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. I guess I would say Probably this Tomb Raider movie.
It is a good one. Yes. It is a good one.
Because it has nothing to do with the game. They don't make it gamey at all. It's just a movie.
All right, Colin, your choice?
What?
The best movie based on a video game.
That's hard. That's hard to pick.
No shame.
There's a lot of bad ones.
Well, you think there's any good ones? You don't like the Mortal Kombat movie?
What's the best bad one?
Doom, probably.
Really? Damn.
Well, I mean The Rock.
That's true. Yeah, The Rock is good. Although he's in another video game movie. He's in Rampage.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I do. I have something.
What was your crazy take on The Rock you had the other day?
What?
You told me you had some crazy take on The Rock you wanted to drop.
I don't know.
You texted me.
I think I was just excited to talk The Rock.
Oh, okay.
Because that's what we're doing here.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
We're talking The Rock, yeah.
Do you like Dwayne?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
But before we get into that. We got to do some video game talk.
Ooh.
Oh.
Okay. Because we have the number one video game expert in the world.
We do.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
Colin Oaks, my brother. I live in his shadow.
That's me.
We all do, to be honest.
So, Colin.
Yeah?
How many hours of gaming have you say that you've done?
Oh, no.
Cumulative over your entire life.
Yeah.
Just round.
I can't. That's a lot.
It's a lot of hours.
On Steam... That says that I've played Warframe for over 1,500 hours alone.
That's a lot of hours.
Yeah.
I played PUBG for 48 hours.
I played Overwatch for 270 hours.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Oh, I got nothing.
Yeah, you're a wimp. You gotta get in on this.
Jeremy, what about you?
How many gaming hours have I put in cumulatively?
Yeah.
I'd say about 10,000.6.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
How about you?
Probably not as much as you both, but I do like a good game.
You do like a good game? Yeah. You like the video ones?
Yes.
Where you can control it with a controller?
Favorite them videos.
What are some of our favorite games? I like Fallout and Skyrim and Grand Theft Auto.
I like Banjo-Kazooie.
I like Dark Souls. And Skyrim's pretty fun.
Banjo-Kazooie?
That's one of my top five. I love Banjo-Kazooie. Okay,
what's past the top five? What's number one?
What's number one?
Yeah.
Probably Banjo-Kazooie.
Colin, are you going to the Game Awards tonight?
No.
You're the expert. Why would you not be there?
I'm not. They didn't give me an invitation.
Because they know you're just going to ruin it because you're going to know everything.
They know I'm the best.
Did you get to vote?
No.
Okay.
They might be announcing some hot stuff tonight. Like a Fallout 5 add-on.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Fallout 5 add-on.
Five?
Yeah, Fallout 5. They're going to announce
five.
Fallout 5 is the new one that just came out. Yeah, it is. What? Or Far Cry 5. Fuck me. God damn it.
Number one.
This is why we have the expert. This is why we have the expert. You could hear his disappointment.
Okay.
Maybe Banjo-Kazooie 4, if I'm lucky.
Whoa.
Have you played Banjo-Kazooie, Colin?
Nope.
What kind of video game expert are you?
He's seen it though.
It's the best.
He's watched a Let's Play.
It's the best platformer. You play as a bear with a bird in his backpack.
Hold on, I gotta find. Some
has the best music.
It's good transitions of it too. You go between levels and it changes songs.
Yeah, it's great.
Instantly,
my favorite video game. I'm gonna go home and play it. Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
That's right. That's what we came to talk about today.
Yeah.
So let's do some Rock updates here.
He's got a lot of updates.
As everyone knows, his Instagram is the best place to get.
It is a great Instagram.
To get your rock.
You get pictures from the movies he's working on, The Iron Paradise. Colin, are you familiar with The Iron Paradise?
I can't say I am.
It's his gym that he brings with him.
Oh.
Everywhere he goes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't matter if it's Hawaii, if it's London, England, that gym is with him.
Wow.
Somehow. He flies it? Or
I don't know if you've seen his muscles, Colin.
Yeah.
His muscles are the size of my abdomen.
Very thin. That's true. He's actually very thin in Doom.
He is thin in Doom.
He's very tiny.
He's not beefy. He's beefy, but not...
He was big in, like, the WWE.
Yeah.
But then he it seems like he lost it for, like, Get Smart and Doom.
Well, he's trying to fit the movie star persona.
Yeah, right. And then he just got bigger than he was in the
he's
WWE.
He's scary big.
Yeah. So let's...
What you got? What's the Rock talk today?
Hit me. We'll do a couple updates here. We can listen to him from the...
We're going to listen to him.
The Iron Paradise here.
Oh. Tupac just came out here in the gym. I got to
story to tell you guys. There's a message he sent us. He sent this to us. Well before the bright lights of the WWE in a little wrestling territory called the USWA down in Memphis. Great, great voice.
Those have a good voice. Probably really sweaty right now. Wrestling in flea markets, used car dealerships, barns, state fairs. He's listening to Tupac in the back. My very first match in the company in front of about 200 people at a flea market, all eyes on me. This was my ring music. After the match, the promoter came to me and was like, D, you can't use this music. There's kids out there. There's a lot of motherfuckers in the song and N-words.
I was like, well,
yeah.
I'm trying to tell you, I got to be me. I have integrity. And if I go out there, this is my ring music. He goes, well, I got to be me and fire you then. I thought about it. I was like, hold on. A lot of kids out there? He's like, yes, it's a flea market on a Saturday. I found the radio version of All Eyes on Me, kept my integrity. The bottom line is always be you, always play chess when everybody else is playing checkers, but always play
listen to this
game.
Great advice. All Eyes on Me.
That's how you do it.
Great man.
I'm going to leave this podcast so recording sweaty. Today a better man.
He's so sweaty. All right, second rock update we got.
What you got? It's not another Instagram video.
No, it's
is
a
it?
Picture of him. What?
We just become a rock podcast at this
it's
point.
It's a picture. Well, we are at the moment. It's a picture of him with his iPad, and he's watching a Walt Disney
documentary. Oh, I saw that. What's his cheat day food this time?
A glass of tequila.
Ooh.
He says, queued up and broke out the best of my tequila and made it a dirty double.
Jesus
the big old birthday wishes for Walt Disney. He exemplified that dreams ain't just for dreamers and went on to build one of the most trusted brands the world has ever known. I've had the honor of partnering up with Disney on multiple projects from Moana to most recently wrapping Jungle Cruise with my ace, Emily Blunt. And there's always that special one-of-a-kind unique Disney magic that lives deep in my bones. Joy, optimism, imagination, and fun. An absolute one anchoring thing that I appreciate most about Walt's philosophy.
He's reading the whole thing.
It's something that I engineered in my DNA years ago.
That's Nazism.
Whether I was wrestling in flea markets in my early 20s in front of 200 people to delivering movies to a global audience, is your number one goal is to always send the people home
he usually doesn't
happy.
Do this.
Happy birthday, Walt. This one's for you. Tequila. Emoji at $7 they're gonna get production status with Fred.
Jesus Christ.
All right, we got a third rock update here.
Oh my God.
Here we go.
What's he
it's
doing?
It's a picture
now?
Of him flexing with
oh,
his
there he is.
With his custom shoes on and his custom headphones and shirt. He has his own line from Under
Wait,
Armour.
I can buy rock headphones?
Yeah. Look, he's got little.
Holy shit.
Yeah, they're Under Armour headphones. I don't know.
We should only record this podcast in rock gear.
Oh, yeah, we should. We definitely should.
Rock,
okay.
If you're listening.
This one we got. Zuma Zoom In. Putting these badass prototype shoes Christ. To the test on leg day. My new at Under Armour hashtag Project Rock 2s will drop this June 2019. As always, our goal is to make the best training shoes / gear you'll ever use. Thank you for consistently making my shoes and gear at Under Armour's number one bestsellers. I never want to just play in the
He's
game.
Still going.
I want to change the way the game is played. Hashtag fitness game changers. Hashtag PR2s. Hashtag Under Armour.
So you think he's into fitness?
100%.
Speaking of which, Colin, when's leg day for you?
What?
When's your leg day?
That's a good question.
Ross, leg day?
Well, I walked in here today, isn't it?
Heyo.
All right, so we're talking video games.
Talking
Doom.
Doom, The Rock.
The Rock was in Doom.
It's his second least worst reviewed movie, I think. Above Baywatch, which is a point
How?
Of contention
How?
For me. I know.
I'm appalled.
Yeah, I don't get that. Oh, okay. I might have a hot take here.
Okay, so we're doing...
I think Doom is better directed than Baywatch.
We're doing rock updates.
I don't think he heard me. We're still doing rock updates. Has anything in the news happened?
Well, hold on. You say what you were going to say.
I said I think Doom is a better directed movie than Baywatch.
You're joking. You're joking.
Also, Doom was directed by the cinematographer of Speed.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just telling you.
Okay, so back to rock updates for a second. On April 13th
of this year,
2018.
Wow.
The Rock tweeted, Wow, very cool. Rampage news.
I was there for this.
Not pointing to the scoreboard yet, but it seems we may have finally broken the dreaded video game curse.
It's true. It's
and remember, I starred in the stinker Doom, so I have lived thy curse.
And the Doom Twitter account replied to them, like, replied to him, like, Dwayne, come on.
Just Dwayne. You could have just let me do it, and I would have.
Oh, hurt. I'm sorry. Rewind.
They just said, Dwayne. And the Doom Twitter account replied to him, Dwayne.
Nice.
Yeah, right?
That's good. That's good.
All right, so that's what
I got. He turned his back on this movie hardcore. I read in the IMDb trivia that he actually talked shit about this movie when he was talking at his father's introduction ceremony into the WWE Hall of Fame.
Wow.
So he does not look fondly on this. But I wonder what Carl Urban thinks of this movie.
I don't know. I mean, we got Carl Urban, we got The Rock, and we got Rosamund Pike.
Yeah. You got another guy, too, that Richard Brake. Is it Richard Brake?
Yep.
All right, I got it.
What was he in?
He was in, he's in some movies. Mm. Most recently, he was in Mandy, the Nicolas Cage movie.
Oh, okay. So, Doom.
Wait, have you seen Mandy?
No.
Oh. I just got excited for a second.
Doom, 2005. Doom.
Based on a video game series.
Which Colin and I have played.
I've played...
On the N64.
I've played two. Okay.
Really?
I've played all Doom entries.
Would you play an N64?
No, I didn't. I played Doom 1 and 2 on Colin's computer sometimes. And then, when I was at your house, you used to let me play it on your computer. We know each other in real life.
What's our console of choice?
Oh, jeez. Let's exclude PCs out of this.
No.
If you were to pick a console...
But that's what I use.
I thought we were talking about
gaming platform.
Yeah.
All right, you guys are going to say
number one video game.
You guys are going to say PC.
Well, yeah.
And PC's I'm going to say Xbox One.
I just Colin got me into the PC. Number one video game expert in the business.
See?
Told me to get a PC.
So I don't even think
one.
He's number
you need
two.
To get a PC.
He's number two.
What?
When I'm playing Fallout, I put in keyboard commands. I spawn a bunch of everything.
Yeah,
in
you
front
nerd.
Of me.
You can't just get it yourself.
Well, I can.
You can't find it?
And you know what? You can plug in a controller and play just like on a console.
Yeah. But can you play Banjo-Kazooie?
Yep.
Probably.
Moving on. All right. Doom 2005, directed by
Sound it out.
Andrzej Bartkowiak.
Hell yeah.
From Poland.
Hell yeah.
And you said he was a cinematographer.
He was a cinematographer for Speed. Terms of Endearment.
Oh, wow.
Twins. Lethal Weapon 4.
Well, you know what they say.
When you can only go up.
A cinematographer, you should probably stay a cinematographer.
It's not true at all.
Well,
the director of Speed was a cinematographer of Die Hard.
Wow.
Well, then why does this movie suck?
It's not a great movie. No, I'm not saying it. I'm just saying some of the directing choices are pretty cool.
Budget $60 million.
Inflation?
I don't know.
Okay.
I have some sad news for you, though.
What's that?
Yeah.
Opening weekend.
Yeah,
this movie brings in 15.4.
Ooh, I wanted to go opening weekend. Do you remember that, Colin?
Total to date.
Kind of. I don't.
Yeah.
Total to date.
Yeah.
15.8.
Ooh.
Yeah. Right.
It's not a good opening.
400. So since 2005, this movie's made $400,000.
Ooh, it didn't make any money from me last night. No. I watched it on Netflix.
Well, they probably
like 25 cents.
Something like that. Yeah.
Reed Hastings is a coward. Continue.
What do we got? Jeremy, give
You can call people out if you want.
Jeremy, give me a brief synopsis of this movie.
Doom. It's a movie about a team of space marines in the future, the year 2046, I think. There's a thing called the Ark. It's a portal to a place called... What's it called? Aludavia?
I don't know. It goes to Mars.
It goes to Mars, where they found an ancient city called Aludavia.
Sure.
Duvia, where there's crazy shit. They're exploring and stuff. Bad stuff starts to happen, so they send the space marines up. I don't know if they're space marines or just marines, led by The Rock, his team of ragtag crew, Sarge, Reaper,
Mac.
Ghost Man, Mac, I don't know. They get up there, shit's getting wild, they were doing experiments they didn't know about, there's monsters, the monsters are changing people into other monsters,
that's scary.
They're scientists, people are dying, The Rock's losing his mind, soldiers are dying. A lot of the really manly. They're all buff and sweaty with big guns.
Yeah,
Carl Urban's sister is a scientist. What do you got?
There's more monsters.
There's more monsters.
Probably.
Lots of monsters. Somewhere. There's an amputee man named...
Are they monsters?
Or are they human?
Are they just zombies?
More or less zombies that turn into beefy monsters.
Yeah.
I was expecting the Doom...
Monsters. Well, technically, there's the Hell Knight. Technically. Yeah. You want to lay some knowledge down?
They used the monster designs from Doom 3.
Yes.
Which came out about a year before. They used the Hell Knight, was like the big dude going around. And then the thing that fought them in the sewers was supposed to be an imp, I think.
They're all monsters from Doom. Mm-hmm. This movie, it doesn't even really follow the plot of the Doom games. The Doom games, they open a portal to hell.
Yeah, then the monsters are pretty much the only connection, just the way they look to the game.
And they have a lot of references like the BFG, which that's from Doom 3 as well.
Which doesn't look anything like the BFG in the games.
Do you remember the first time you used the BFG in Doom 3, Colin?
It shot green.
What does BFG stand for? Big friendly giant. Yeah, that's right. That's right. So the Rock...
Fun fact. The Rock kept the gun.
Yeah, they made two.
Yeah, and he kept them.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So it is cool that he has one.
So yeah, the movie, Carl Urban, Rosamund Pike are brother, sister. Mm-hmm. Their family died on the Mars stuff.
Yeah, you thought they were wife or like ex-wife at first.
Yeah, at first. The way the movie, which I kind of like, because at first I was watching it, I was like, it's going to be one of those things. Because at first earlier, he's like, you got to face your demons. And I'm thinking, oh, his ex-wife's going to be up there. And then they're going to fall in love.
And then the one guy goes, you let that go or something?
You let that hot piece of ass go?
That's my sister.
Yeah. And one guy looks like LL Cool J with a goatee. Mm-hmm. But it's not LL Cool J.
That's true.
It'd be better if it was.
That face your demons thing was the first time I heard it, and I was like, "Wow, demons! You fought demons already?" The first time I watched it, I was told no.
The demons are psychological.
I was given a hard no.
Yeah.
The demons are the demons we all face every day.
That's right. We have to pay taxes.
Taxes are the real doom.
All right, is that your synopsis?
It gets crazy. There's an amputee guy named Pinky. He's probably my favorite part of the movie. He's kind of cool. He's also from Doom 3. Well, the monster he becomes is from Doom 3. Yeah,
his name was like a shout out to it.
Yeah.
What Doom is the new? Is that like Doom?
It's a reboot. Technically, the fourth game in the series.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what did Doom 3 come out on? Just at like 360?
Xbox One. The original Xbox.
So it just came out.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
You didn't know?
Have you ever played Doom 3?
No.
All right. Continue.
I think I've only played the regular Doom on N64. Which is crazy to think Nintendo had Doom, now that I think about it.
Doom caused a lot of controversy.
They wouldn't put out Doom now.
They
had Quake, too.
Yeah, yeah.
They blamed Columbine on Doom.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. All right, continue.
I actually have a story about the DVD for it, because it's got... The DVD actually has the demo, if you put it into an Xbox original.
I remember when they used to do that.
That's actually really cool.
Did that with the Van Helsing. I remember that. Yeah. Continue.
And I brought it to one of our friends' house. It's called Mitch. And
shout out to Mitch.
Yeah. And
look me in the eye. Talks.
I was like, hey, we just watched the movie. Let's play the demo, because I hadn't played Doom 3 yet. And he was like, no, it's too scary. I was like, come on. It's just a game. He's like, nah. No, I don't want to do it. I was like, okay, I guess.
No. Doom's been causing nightmares forever.
So you were like, let's just put the movie in the Xbox
and watch it that way. I was like, hey, look, it's got the demo on here, too.
Here's where the logic flaw is in that. How is the movie not too scary if it's the same thing?
Yeah, exactly.
Look at that.
I got to talk to Mitch about this.
What's Mitch's address?
You know.
Okay.
Is that it? Are you done?
Doom 3. You haven't played Doom 3? We established that? Doom 3. Well, the thing about Doom 3 in comparison to the first two Doom games is it's much more of a horror experience. It's supposed to be scary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. When it first came out, you couldn't have the flashlight and a gun out at the same time.
Yeah, it was scary. So you had to choose, do I want to see the monster or do I want to shoot the monster? Mm. Sounds scary, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. That'd be a good premise for an Alien game.
Could be.
That'd be pretty cool.
Could be. This movie feels very Alien-y. Like, it feels like they watched the movie Aliens, and they were just like, let's do a lot of this.
And they saw the monster design from Doom.
And they're like, let's do this, too. And they're like, let's get the Rock in there. Rock originally wanted to... He was offered the part of Carl Urban's John Grimm, But he decided to play Sarge because he thought it was a more interesting part, which goes back to our boy. He's always trying to advance his career in interesting ways.
And it is.
He's good in this movie.
It is such... It is way more interesting. Because Carl Urban just walks around with his sister the whole time.
Yeah.
Mom and Dad.
I just kept thinking about Bones from Star Trek the whole time. Yeah. I was like, he's going to be like, oh, God.
And then The Rock goes crazy.
He's good in this movie. Halfway
through the movie. It's awesome.
He's good in this movie. Is he not?
He's pretty good.
He's fun in this movie.
Yeah.
There's some good performances. The guy that plays Portman, even though I hate him, the whiny, like, you know, guy looks like he's...
Drug dude.
Yeah, guy looks like a skeleton. Yeah. He's good. I like the big, big, muscly African-American man.
Destroyer?
Destroyer, yeah. They have cool names. Doom. It's a movie.
No one gets out alive.
Is that the tagline?
Yeah.
Like, two people do, so...
A team of space marines known as the Rapid Response Technical Squad, led by Sarge, is sent to a science facility on Mars after somebody reports a security breach. There, they learn that the alert came after a test subject, a mass murderer purposefully injected with alien DNA, broke free and began killing people.
That's a spoiler. We didn't know that before.
Dr. Grimm, who is related to team member Reaper, informs them all that the chromosome can mutate humans into monsters and is highly infectious. 105 minutes.
Did you know that the remaining 10% of DNA that we don't know about could be the blueprint for the soul?
Wow.
They say that in the movie.
That's amazing.
Oh, that's deep, man.
It's a very science-y movie. Yeah. Science goes deep.
There's a lot of science I didn't understand.
You're also a science expert, so how does the science check out on this, Colin?
I'm not.
Does it?
I'm not. I don't know.
Number one video game expert in the business.
Number one. So does any of this happen in the video game?
No.
None of it.
There's no rock character?
No.
The game wasn't based on the movie.
No. Nothing. Almost nothing.
Nothing. Except for the guns.
Kinda. Is there two people related to each other?
There's a gun that had the same name. Wait, what?
Is there a brother or sister?
No, it's just one dude killing monsters.
Okay. Actually, there is one, the most video gamey part. When he goes to see the gun's floating.
What? Oh, yeah, that's... it's floating. I wanted it to be spinning, too, because that would have been...
Because like, when you find like guns like that in the game, they're literally just like...
Yeah. We'll get to a video gamey part.
Oh.
What's your favorite scene?
Favorite scene? In this movie. I'll try to be original because I know what you guys are going to pick.
Yeah.
I like the opening. I think the opening's
the opening's great.
A good horror scene.
Yeah. Oh, no, not that.
No?
The opening when the scientists are being killed.
Oh, I thought you meant the opening where we get the rock reveal.
Oh, that is a good reveal. That is a good, from his back, it's like Semper Fi. Yeah. And later on, he's just like, Semper Fi, motherfucker.
How do they cover up tattoos?
Did he have as many tattoos back then?
I think he's always had...
They do cover up his tattoos for certain movies.
Did he have this one? I think he's always had this one.
We should know this.
Yeah.
On the Jumanji episode, we'll get back to you on the tattoos.
Okay.
Put a mark on this when you edit it.
Okay.
All right.
I'll do that.
So I like the opening. I think it's a good little horror scene. It was playing the rock and roll soundtrack, very heavy metal. It's like... Mm-hmm. They're just screaming. They're getting ripped apart. And he's like, close the door. No, she's like, Dr. Carmack. And then her arm gets like ripped up and down, which I remember watching. Fun fact, this was the last movie I rented on VHS.
Wow.
Yeah.
Blockbuster?
Movie Gallery.
Oh, nice.
Play on.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, that was a good store. That's my favorite scene.
I tried to rent Grand Theft Auto San Andreas from Movie Gallery. Grandma wouldn't let me.
Probably a good, because that was before they took out the sex mini game, probably.
The guy at Movie Gallery told her that there was a sex minigame in it.
Fucking snitch. He's like Tim Allen.
And then Grandma was like, put that back. And I was like, that's not why I want to play it, though.
Yeah, they don't believe it. They just believe you're a little horn dog. So we'll let the guest save the best for last. What's your favorite scene? That's not the scene he's going to choose.
My favorite scene is all the scenes where The Rock is crazy.
It's good.
That's the only time when I was really engaged in the movie.
It's actually a good subtle performance. What do you got, bud?
The one part where he's getting dragged through the door and he goes, I'm not supposed to die.
Yeah,
that was pretty good.
It's almost like a Jack Nicholson in The Shining level thing. It's actually really a good slow, because when it starts to happen, you think like, holy shit, has he been crazy this whole time?
Well, what's the first thing he does is he kills the kid for not following his
orders. Well, he starts to get,
he starts like killing everyone or whatever, shooting everyone.
Yeah, when they're like, oh, that could be reversed, and he's like, it's irreversible, and he pops the fucking monster.
And then he decides to keep following through the mission, even though it's weird.
When did he get infected?
Not till dragged off. Yeah, not till the very end. Oh, he was just going crazy.
So he was just
he was just
having fun.
He just made it worse.
A little close, too close to the wording of his mission.
Mm. Yeah, because she's like, "Oh, we got to destroy these files," and he's like, "We got to keep them." The UAC says.
Yeah.
So you like that? You like The Rock going nutso?
Yeah, he was the best part of the movie.
He is the best part of the movie. What do you got?
Aside from the ending, the before the fight, obviously. I like the fight between Destroyer and the big monster in the rage cage down
there.
That
is a good fight. Mm. Where he starts swinging the fucking
computer. Yeah, he's swinging like a flail, the computer.
Turns into like a WWE match. So that's your favorite scene?
Aside from the ending, probably, yeah.
Yeah.
No, none of us mentioned the first person scene.
That's what...
Oh, that's what you mean?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
that was
pretty good.
Well, I didn't say it because I thought you were going to say it, but I like...
Oh, that's your favorite scene?
No, his favorite scene is the cage match. No, that's a good choice.
Yeah, they're both good.
What's your least favorite scene?
Well, well, we got to talk about the first person. Well, we're talking about scenes.
We're getting there.
Yeah. Okay, you got a plan. I never know what your roadmap is. I never know.
Read my mind.
You have a globe out there. I don't know if you use it. But least favorite scene. Mm. Probably when they stop to talk.
Just any time.
Any extended conversation usually doesn't end well.
There's a lot of there's a lot of dialogue in this movie that
when it gets exposition heavy, where it's like all the actually no, when she first starts talking about the chromosomes and shit, and it's like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, that's
these aren't hell demons. What are you telling me? She's like, oh, look, Lucy was a good one. Look, she's holding her child, a Leduvia, and I'm like, whatever. Carl Urban's having PTSD. Like, I don't give a shit. Mm-hmm. So I don't have a specific... Probably when she first talks about the chromosomes. I don't give a shit.
I hate the first person scene so much.
What? You don't like it?
It is bad.
Did you watch it on Netflix?
Yeah.
There's parts of it that were cut out.
If
you don't like it in the first place, then yeah. But
I think it's fun.
I don't think it fit with the movie. I mean...
What if the whole movie was in first person?
That's a different story. That's like a Henry, hardcore Henry thing. But this is just out of the blue. It just goes to first person after we're watching a regular movie, and then
I think it's fun. I got
Carl Urban doing some random voiceover work. Ah, it was bad.
Whoa, you got a hot take on this?
What
did you do? You like the first person scene?
I mean, this is pretty good.
You can disagree with him.
Yeah,
you can disown your brother.
I think the only time where I've seen a movie where it worked. I haven't seen Hardcore Henry, but the only time I've seen it where it worked was this army movie that came out.
Act of Valor?
Maybe.
Is it the one where they got the real army dudes and
Maybe. I remember I saw it in theaters.
I think it's Act of Valor. I have a very good memory, and I remember you telling me that you got taken to see it on your birthday.
Yeah, maybe. And
I remember more about you than you do.
But the first person stuff was actually pretty good in that.
Oh, it's a great first person.
Probably because they filmed it at 24 frames per second. This looks like it was filmed at like 120.
Oh, it looked like it was filmed at 120. Your eyes would fucking bleed.
it looks hyper real in this.
But you should watch the 2012 movie Maniac starring Elijah Wood. The entire movie takes place from that's a great movie.
Yes.
That's a great movie. You should watch it, Colin.
Okay.
It's a great movie.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So, yeah, you don't like the first person scene.
Trash.
So that's your least favorite scene?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Did you like it?
I thought it was cool. I like the weird wire fight at the end, kind of, because it's kind of weird.
Oh, where you can see them flips and stuff.
Yeah. And The Rock does his classic.
But that's like, this was right out of the, this was like right before the CGI took over. So they still had to do.
There's a lot of practical monsters in this, which I appreciate. A lot of the monsters aren't.
That's true.
I mean, I just like it when he fights Pinky. You know, you get the payoff of Pinky.
That's pretty good.
Oh, the only note I wrote down was...
Pinky, best character.
There's no way this movie is better than Baywatch. film critics are meaningless to me.
But the one part where he puts the pipe or whatever in his mouth. And
get it up there.
He starts revving up the chainsaw and it's like, oh, shit.
Yeah, it's good. It made me feel like I was in the game. Pinky, best character other than The Rock. I'm not a soldier. What are you doing?
So the first person shooter... What?
Pinky's not a soldier. Okay. Why'd they leave him alone with a gun and a grenade?
That's not smart.
Did they not know what was going to happen?
Was he the one who didn't have legs?
Yeah. That was a good effect.
That was a good effect. That's pretty good. But then he turned into a...
Pinky.
That was a good monster. I like that.
Yeah, we just got done talking about how
that was. Oh, sorry.
Which, that's another monster that was taken from Doom 3.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Did you ever beat Doom 3?
Yeah, last year I did. The expansion to
a Resurrection
Doom,
of Evil.
On the PC, when we play on PC,
yeah.
Can you put in keyboard commands and stuff?
Probably.
Which Doom?
Okay. The first two, definitely.
Okay.
There's a new Doom coming out next year.
But the Doom Eternal.
I'm sure there's probably a way you can do it.
Yeah.
They should make a
we
new...
We play on PC. So.
Pick? They should make a new Doom
we're
movie.
Able to, what?
That's just insane. It's like the whole thing's first person. It's just batshit. Like the new Doom game where it's just nonstop, just demon killing, just insane.
Well, okay, so this is
fucking,
a good...
Get fucking Slayer to do the soundtrack.
This would be a good... this would be a good, like, VR movie experience.
They made a VR version of the new Doom game.
Yeah.
That'd be good. But, like, Hollywood hasn't really... breached the VR.
They've been trying
walls.
They've been getting big directors to make VR films.
The way that they could do it is through video games, because that's obviously where it works best.
You got to go right to the nerds.
So, Doom would be great.
Yeah. What's your? Do you like VR?
I've never tried it.
Oh my god!
What?
I've never,
not even the shitty little ones you put your phone in.
No.
You feel like your shark's gonna bite you?
No.
It's scary. Don't do it. I did it in Best Buy. I almost shit myself.
But if they like, let's say they redid this movie, like all the characters and everything, and you were just another character, and you go into it, and you got The Rock, Carl Urban, and you're running through hallways, and like,
a lot of people think that's the future of cinema,
but it's not. But it could be for Doom.
It could be for Doom
because it could work for Doom because it would feel like a video game that you're just watching.
So you're saying if they did that
in Florida. In Ooh. Disney.
Okay, we're in Disney. I was going to say, we're in Florida. We're Rocky Sitch, but you're Disney. It's safe.
No, what's a Disney Springs? You know, Disney Springs.
Is that where you almost drowned?
No.
Oh, okay.
Disney Springs, the shopping area.
Oh, no. What's it called? It's not Disney Springs.
That is what it's called.
It
might not have been when you went there.
Yeah, I went in 2012. Continue.
No, it definitely should have been. Okay, so anyway, they have this Star Wars VR experience. Where it's in a warehouse.
Did you do it?
No, it wasn't there when I was there. Oh. So you put the goggles on, right? And you put a bodysuit on. And it's in a warehouse. And you actually, like, when they tell you to walk forward and stuff, you actually walk. Like, you walk forward. And then when they tell you to pick up a gun, there's, like, an actual gun that you grab. And then, like, if you shoot the gun, you shoot. And there's, like... Stormtroopers walking
around.
This
is open for everybody.
Yes. It's like $30. And they're making a different one.
Probably going to put one in Star Wars Land.
I hope so.
Yeah.
But my friend did it when he was down there like a month ago.
Ooh.
He said it was amazing. Like where they shoot you and you feel it.
Oh,
like stormtroopers shoot you. And then like you have to shoot the stormtroopers. And I guess you have to like infiltrate them. Like you have to blend in. There was like two triggers on the gun or something, and he like pressed one and it shot, and so they all started shooting at him. So I really want to do this.
I want to do it.
Yeah,
that sounds cool.
I want a Star Wars VR experience where I can just have drinks with Nine Nub.
But that's the way that it makes it not like nauseous, I think, right? When you're actually walking around, like
depends on the quality of the VR.
With the controller, I think. Like when you're not actually.
Well, it also depends.
There's like for the PC ones, they have two remotes, and you can see your hands. And then most of the games, you have to like teleport around. But then like the Skyrim VR, you can walk too. And at first, you feel kind of wobbly because you see the ground moving, but you're not actually moving your legs. Mm. And then
aren't they the vibrators?
The PS3 ones are, or the PS4 ones, yeah.
Yeah.
And then. Most games will also have two buttons to like turn to, because like the game will still think that you're facing one way.
Oh, right.
So even if you're looking around,
yeah,
it'll still think you're trying to go the other way.
This is why we brought them on.
So it's kind of like halfway there, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was one thing where
here we go.
there was a guy that was like strapped into, it was kind of like a those baby things that
baby
like,
holds Bjorn. Them up.
The little thing. In
the, oh yeah.
The little,
like, oh yeah. Like the running.
Yeah, yeah, the jumpers.
Yeah.
The jumper
they give
thing,
like a little desk.
But like he was playing Half-Life, and he had like the hand stuff.
Good game.
And he was I don't know, I might have just been like a gun with whatever, but he was like walking and it was tracking his movements on the board and putting it into the game.
I saw that on Shark Tank.
Half-Life 2, really? Also in my top 5 video games.
Really?
It's pretty good. The whole series there.
You should get the orange box.
When they have the Steam sale on PC, you get the whole thing for like $10. You get all their games. Wow. It's like 27 games you get for $10.
I don't know. You could buy stuff just want you to buy from Steam. Games. It's just hot water.
You ever put your hand in
it? It's hot water?
Steam is the number one worst enemy in video games. They have not harnessed that yet.
It's true.
You walk by a pipe and that thing fucking bursts.
Oh, that's true.
You're
dead.
But Batman, that's a big one in Batman.
I beat Arkham. I beat Arkham Asylum the other day.
It's a good game.
Took me 10 hours.
I haven't beat City yet.
I'm in it right now.
You're in the city.
Yeah. Catwoman, playing as Catwoman.
Ooh,
it's awesome.
It is fun.
What's the one after that?
Well, they made Origins, but it was made by another company. You can skip that.
Okay.
Go right to Knight.
Knight.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then get the Spider-Man game.
What else we got?
Oh, wait, you PS2. Can't. Oh, wait, you can't. What else we got?
Hey, you know what?
Oh, he's coming.
Oh, here we go.
I'm going to ask the number one video game expert.
Yeah?
I don't think Grand Theft Auto was released on PC first.
No.
No, it wasn't?
It was on the last gen, 360 and
exactly.
PS3.
So you know what that means?
What?
It means we're probably going to get Red Dead. It's going to be better than your Red Dead.
I don't care.
I think we do have Red Dead 2.
What?
I think we do.
Right now?
Yeah.
On PC?
I think so.
I checked.
I thought.
Well, you're never going to be as good of a cowboy as I am.
It's not on Steam.
I'm a better cowboy than you.
Sorry,
this is getting heated. Okay. Do you think Doom would be better if there were more cowboy hats?
The first-person shooter sequence took about 14 days to shoot.
I read that this morning while I was pooping.
What else we got here? Oh, the two guns, they actually vibrate.
Wow.
The two BFGs. So when The Rock is playing at home with them.
What does BFG stand for?
Big Friendly Giant?
Yes.
What else we
you
got
know,
here?
He threw these out after he started hating Doom. You know he did. He just gave them away,
probably. He's probably like, I'm just going to take money away from the studio. They're not going to recycle these. What do we got here?
What do you got?
Oh, Rosamund Pike.
Great actress.
Turned down the role of Rita Skeeter
in Harry Potter
and the Goblet of Fire to work on this movie and Pride and Prejudice.
That's a bold move.
Yeah, right. But also, if you think about it, you don't even know what that woman is in now.
She was in Gone Girl.
No, not Rosamund Pike.
Oh, Rosamund.
Rita Skeeter.
Oh, Rita. Yeah, I don't even know. Exactly. I don't even know that character.
So maybe it wasn't.
That's true. That's right. He's right, Colin. Don't argue with him.
Simon.
She was also in. Did you recognize her from World's End? She plays the guy's sister.
Which guy?
In World's End.
This has been a while. Oh.
Yeah, we're like he's like bit, yeah. He had sex with her in the bathroom, and he keeps trying to, and she's like, "Will you stop?"
Speaking of World's End.
Yeah.
Simon Pegg and Edgar Wright.
Oh, yeah.
Were asked to polish the dialogue, but they turned it down. I don't even know how they would.
I don't know.
There was a lot of words that didn't need to be said.
There's a lot of bad lines.
Like, punch up the script, they mean?
Yeah.
Or post-production.
Like, no, punch up the script.
Okay.
Which is a lot of, like, you know, ghostwriting and stuff.
Right, right.
They say the F word a lot in this movie.
Yeah.
Sentence enhancers.
That's true.
Some scenes were cut because of the intense graphic violence.
Did this movie scare you at all, Ross? I know you're a spook. You're easily spooked.
No. To be honest, I was on my phone most of the time.
You're savage.
This is a phone movie. It's a phone movie, guys.
I paused it a lot. It took me 3 hours to watch this movie.
I didn't want it to last a second longer than
because I would pause it and go and chat with some people on Discord.
I didn't walk
Discord.
Away. I never walked
yeah,
away.
Yeah, you never walk away, you son of a bitch.
Originally, it was announced in 1999 that the film would be made and that Arnold Schwarzenegger would cast the lead role. And unfortunately...
Columbine.
Oh, yes. Yep. Yeah, and then Columbine happened, and they said, we're going to shelf this for
a little bit. Wait a minute. Columbine.
No, let's no. not do that.
No. Just saying.
No.
Cut that out.
Vin Diesel was offered the lead role.
Maybe this is where turned it down. The contention started.
Can you imagine if we had two Vin Diesel rock vehicles?
Ooh.
If we had had two franchises That's starring true. Vin Diesel in the role.
Well, franchise is a loose word for this one, but
it's a property.
That's true. That'd be crazy.
So then there would obviously be some crossover at some point.
Yeah. The Doom and the Furious.
Yeah, right.
This is a movie.
Yeah.
You don't think this is better than Baywatch?
No.
How does this rank above Baywatch?
The filming techniques alone make it.
I think the camera works better than Baywatch.
Are you kidding me?
The camera works pretty good. There's a lot of inspired, but I think I would rather watch Baywatch. I don't think it's a better movie than Baywatch. I'm just saying.
There's a shot of the Hell Knight much sooner than you think.
He's just reading from IMDb.
At the 17:20 mark, just behind the kid.
You guys remember? Yeah, I remember that.
I don't.
When they're in the sewer?
Oh.
No, that wouldn't be that.
What is in the background?
Let's watch the movie. Let's find out.
Yeah, that's Jack and Jill, this one. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I didn't mean to give you... What was that one? That one reviewer said, I am a dead shell of a person.
Oh, you know, I didn't know this fact. This is a good one. The film is a loose adaptation of the video game.
Whoa.
What video game?
Doom.
What?
From the 90s.
With an H?
Yeah, no. Doom.
All right, that's all I got.
You got any insight to lay into us? What's your favorite game in the Doom franchise?
Doom 2, probably.
He likes Doom 2. What's that one chapter called? Knee Deep in Hell or whatever? What? It's like a chapter called like Knee Deep in the Dead.
Knee Deep in the Dead, that's the first one.
That's cool. That's Doom 1. I like that. So we got two more things to do.
Do we? Because we got one more thing to talk about here.
No, we don't.
I got a quote from The Rock.
We got three more things to do. Oh, we got a quote, we got some questions to answer, and we got some box office to talk about.
Oh, I got a quote from The Rock.
What's the quote?
When he was talking about Doom.
Lay it on me.
This is from Screen Rant. He says, I lived the video game curse because I made Doom. And Doom was a movie based off a very popular video game and was incredibly unsuccessful. So I lived the curse and I experienced it. Also, making sure there was a winking charm and humor in Rampage that, for me personally, was not in Doom.
Rampage is better than Doom, I will say that.
So, they just put it on HBO.
You should watch it.
Okay.
It's a good movie.
So, this was when he was doing a press for Rampage. Obviously, he got a lot of video game
questions. He's going to talk shit, yeah.
So, he...
Think Carl Urban appreciated that?
I don't know. Carl, he's a British guy. He doesn't care.
No, you're wrong.
What?
He's from New Zealand.
Oh man. That's they went there, right?
Ross just lost.
They colonized.
His, Colin, you're the new podcast host.
All right.
So,
what do you got, bud?
I don't know. The Rock. He's like, it was a curse. I guess
curse. We're still on the curse.
He didn't have his
cachet as a movie star yet.
Yes, he didn't. He wasn't developed yet.
He was just trying to get leads in movie. He was probably just pumped to get a lead role.
So, do you think with the clout that The Rock has now, if they remade Doom, he would be able to punch up the script himself and add the funny lines in and the stuff that
Here's
he wants?
Here's the thing. I don't know. I'm worried about The Rock right now because I don't know if he'd do a movie this violent. He hasn't done a hard R violent movie in a while.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Not since Pain and Gain.
Yeah.
So I'm worried he wouldn't do it. Mm-hmm. But we'll see. We'll see if in Hobbs and Shaw if he like rips a man's leg off or something. Mm-hmm. We can only hope. Mm-hmm. So we can only hope.
Right.
Are you ready for the big cues?
The big cues? Well, you want to do... Yeah. Give me the big cues while I do this.
Colin, I don't know if you listen to the podcast, but at the end of every Rock episode, we have a list of questions that we ask to analyze The Rock's performance in this movie. Was this a good movie? Colin?
I'm not going to say yes.
All right. Ross?
No.
Jeremy? No. All right. Was The Rock good in this movie? Ross?
100%. He was the
anchor.
He was the backpacker. He had the movie on his backpack.
I found out the other day that there's a condition where you have to wear a backpack thing that keeps your heart alive.
Yeah.
Is this a Crank? Is this a new Crank sequel?
I hope. Here's the thing. We actually have the power to make sequels happen to movies.
That's true.
So if they announce... I mean,
what have we done so far?
Well, actually, just a quick tidbit. They're already making a new Doom movie, but it's a low-budget movie.
So. How did we do it already?
Oh, I don't know how we did it. No, but we talked about Bad Boys 2, Bad Boys 3, Bad Boys for Life coming out next year.
Wow.
We talked about Happy Death Day. Happy Death Day to you. There's another one.
See that. You won't let me see it, though.
No, I won't. I don't let him see movies.
He decides what movies I see now.
I do.
I'm calling it right now. What Justin Tremblay coming back on for a Happy Death Day to you. Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that. That's a good one. Go listen to that episode.
Don't watch the trailer if you haven't seen the first one.
Yeah, don't.
Because it spoils the entire movie.
Don't watch the trailer.
Okay.
All right. All right, so Rock was good. He was good in this movie.
Yeah.
He's good. A slow descent into madness. Was this a good Rock movie? And by that we mean, do you think this was a good movie at the time for his career?
I think, yeah.
I'd say yes and no.
Because it brought him into...
action movies?
Yeah.
But it didn't do very well. And it was a failure.
But...
what did he do right after this?
Yeah.
You've got the tech up.
I do.
So you don't think this was good for his career, Colin?
What?
You don't think it was good for his career?
I said yeah.
You said yeah? All right.
Because this wasn't a good movie.
Yeah. It wasn't a good movie.
Because I think when you watch it, you clearly see that he's
trying.
Bringing it.
Yeah.
We'll get to that. I was going to say something, but we'll get to that.
Let me see here.
You can scroll faster. It's a lot farther down.
Oh, my bad. Jeez. Okay.
What do you do right after?
He did Be Cool.
That's actually not bad because that's...
But
that's a sequel to Get Shorty. Do you know that?
No, I didn't, actually.
Yeah. So he actually got a role in what could have been like a prestige movie. And what did he do right after that?
Southland Tales.
Ooh. That was a guy who was coming off a hot.
Then he did...
All right, this movie didn't affect his career badly at all.
No.
Gridiron Gang.
Colin loves that movie.
And then, oh, wow, what is this? He's on the cover of a PS2 game. Called Spy Hunter, Nowhere to Run.
What?
And he's like the star of the game.
Well, we gotta play this game and do an episode now.
It's 16+.
Oh shit!
No, I'm not.
After that, he did Reno 911 Miami.
Good show.
And then The Game Plan. That's when he started his Disney.
Is that a Disney movie?
I think so. Game Plan. Well,
look at that. So he has known Walt for a while.
He started in 2007. He started. All right. So
here's the final question: could you smell what The Rock was cooking? And what I mean by this, he was obviously going for something. Do you think he pulled it off? Do you think he pulled off the slow descent into madness?
Yeah, but I don't think he was cooking at full tilt. The fire wasn't burning.
It was a simmer.
Yeah.
It was a simmer?
Yeah.
I could say that. I think it was a little bit, maybe almost a near boil. But I think he got his point across, you know, the manic, like sergeant. I could smell it. I don't know. You guys could just, you weren't wafting.
Yeah. It was like in the other room. It was like I could smell it coming from the kitchen.
How about his hair in this movie?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's a skinny and hairy boy.
Yeah, he's got a little bit of... He needs a haircut. That's
pretty good.
All right. That's it. We got to the bottom of it. Here we go.
Now, for the top five.
That we stole from another... We're going to stop saying the podcast name.
Why?
We stole from them.
Why?
We stole this...
No, it's sponsored by them.
It's sponsored by Blank Check.
It's sponsored by Blank Check.
Because we're not original enough to have our own ideas. Continue.
It's okay if it's sponsored.
That's true. It is sponsored. Give us money.
Can
a podcast sponsor a podcast?
They just did.
I've heard ads for podcasts and podcasts. Colin, feel free to chime in on this if you want.
What?
So here we go.
Top five.
Number five.
In 2005?
2005. Let me get you a...
Munich.
This was in October.
Munich.
No.
Give me a hint.
Okay. Warner Brothers. Rated R.
Doom.
Charlize Theron. Francis McDormand.
Monster.
Sean Bean.
What the fuck?
Woody Harrelson.
What kind of movie
Jeremy
is it?
Jeremy Renner. Amber Heard. Wow, I gotta see this.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it came in fifth place.
Aquaman. I don't know.
North Country.
I have literally never heard of that movie in my life.
No.
All right.
Number five today.
What movies have come out recently? Where are we at? Is it Bohemian Rhapsody?
Yes.
Holy fucking shit.
Number four for 2005.
Munich.
No.
All right. Give me a hint.
This movie, like, it's really hard to see.
Memoirs of a Geisha.
No, like, you gotta put on, like, turn your high beams off.
Alone in the Dark.
No, turn your high beams off. Drive a little slow.
Deer in the Headlights.
No, it's a Sony picture.
I'm gonna be honest, when you give me the studio, it doesn't help.
Also, PG-13.
Who's in it? Is that gonna give it away?
Selma Blair.
Oh, Hellboy.
No.
Blair.
It's like, it's so... I can barely see. It's so hard to see through.
Dark?
Through all this.
Shadows. Selma Blair. Girl Interrupted?
No, usually... It's usually like... You can watch this movie when it rains outside or like...
Daredevil?
When it's really humid.
Daredevil?
No.
What the fuck are you trying to tell me?
It's a weather anomaly.
The Weatherman.
No.
Perfect Storm.
No.
Twister, A Day After Tomorrow.
Oh, man, you're
2012.
Just keep saying weather phenomenons.
Yeah, we
Thunderstruck.
No.
Rain, just tell me. I'm pissed off
the
now.
The Fog.
What the? Oh, that shitty remake. That was. Oh, you did. That was a pretty good hit.
Con can do this one.
What? Oh, jeez. What do I say?
That was a pretty good hit. That's number four today, right?
Yeah.
What's number four?
That's number four today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A Star Is Born.
No.
Halloween.
Mm.
Venom.
No.
Like a turd.
You gotta go back to school.
Like a night school.
No. What? Today?
Night school.
What?
That's that
Kevin Hart movie.
Yeah.
So
night school. What's that? Give me a hint.
Make another one?
Give me
Put
a hint.
Put your robe back on.
My robe back on?
Yeah.
Your robe and your hat.
Oh, Fantastic Beasts. The Crimes of fucking Grindy Wall or whatever his fucking name is.
Right,
AKA J.K. Rowling wants another house.
You want to give him the number three?
Oh, jeez.
Doom.
What? No.
Munich.
No.
Is Munich on the list?
No.
That's
the only 2005 movie I can think of.
This one is animated. It's an animated feature.
DreamWorks?
Yes.
Holy shit.
Yes, it is DreamWorks. It's a little,
What do you got for
it? It takes a while to do these ones. I mean, it takes a while to do animation in general, but this takes a while, too.
It takes longer than usual.
Yeah. You need a, camera, too, to do it.
Wallace and Gromit. The Curse of the Were-Rabbit or something.
Oh, my God!
I saw that movie in theaters.
Wow. Number three.
Today?
Yeah.
A Star Is Born.
It's a remake.
A Star Is Born.
No.
It's a remake.
No, it's not a Star Is Born. Star Is Born is.
It's made all the money.
Number 11.
That star was born. People love Lady Gaga.
No, number three. Also animated.
Also animated. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Cat in the Hat.
No.
I know it's the fucking Grinch. Fucking Grinch.
Piece all of right. Shit. Well, number
Munich.
Two. I don't know this one.
Fantastic Four.
Also a DreamWorks picture.
War of the Worlds.
Actors.
Memoirs of a Geisha.
Kurt Russell. Dakota Fanning.
Is it the one with the how with the pigs? Charlotte's Web?
No, it looks like it has something to do with horses.
Flicka.
No.
Is it Flicka? Black Beauty? It's a fucking horse movie.
Yeah, it is.
Are you sure it's not Charlotte's Web?
I'm sure.
Pushing horses? Are there horses in it? Is it about horses? Cowboys?
Yeah.
The West.
It seems like it's about horses.
Miracle. Yeah. I don't know. Flicka.
No, it seems like it's about Dakota Fanning getting a horse.
Flicka.
You seen that one?
Flicka.
It's called... It's Flicka. It's so generic. I don't even know.
Horse Country.
No.
Nah.
It's called Dreamer.
What the fuck?
This was not a good...
This is a bad time for movies.
Yeah, because...
Munich's not even on here.
Number one for
Doom.
Yes.
For back then?
Yeah.
Oh god.
For right?
Oh god. Yeah. Number two today.
What do you got?
What movies have just come out? Why am I God, I get Alzheimer's when I'm trying
You loved it.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I did?
Mm-hmm. You did.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I told you guys about it.
Yeah.
What?
What movies have you talked about?
I talk about a lot of movies.
Today.
Today?
Today.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Today.
Ballad of... No, that wasn't in theaters.
Yeah, you're going to hit him. You're going
to hit him. Oh, Creed 2. Creed 2 and the number one is Ralph Breaks the Internet.
That's right.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. How broken do you think it is?
It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Pieces.
I like the internet.
That wasn't a bad Rocky impression. You could do better, though.
Hey.
It doesn't matter how many times you get hit.
You killed your dad.
It doesn't matter how many times you get hit. It matters how hard you could get hit.
He killed your dad. I wanted you to kill him.
You actually kind of sound like Ivan Drago.
You
will break him.
I'll break you.
My son, he's going to beat your boy. He's going to break you, boy.
That's Doom. This is the not new movie.
Favorite review. Dolph Lundgren movie.
I don't know.
It's a trick question. He's in a lot of movies I've never seen.
What do we got coming up?
So, Colin, did you... Hold on.
Okay, all right.
Did you enjoy your experience as a guest?
Sure.
Would you come back if they make Doom?
Sure.
Well, here's the thing. When the direct-to-video Doom comes out, we're going to watch it and bring Colin back.
That's true.
Sweet.
You already earned yourself another spot.
I can't wait.
Because you're a video game expert.
You have to bring the people on for the sequels.
Yeah, know? Yeah, that's why true. Not? Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, we're going to be on the Bad Boys 3 episode, because we talked about Bad Boys 2.
You are?
I mean, who else would... Of course we're going to bring ourselves back.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Do your fucking thing.
This has been Doom. This has also been the non-new movie review.
What's next?
Next we got... Jumanji.
Welcome to the jungle.
Yeah.
We've got fun and games.
Which
you've got everything you want.
I tried to rent
it. How do we know the name?
I tried to rent it the other day, and it's not available to rent yet.
You can only buy it?
Yeah.
It's worth a buy.
So I think, I'll either do that or just wait until it comes to rent. I think it'll come before we meet again.
Hopefully.
If not, I'm just going to buy it.
We're almost... it's a good movie. It's better than the original. We're almost at the end of our Rock series.
Whoa.
We'll get into that.
Better than the original.
We'll get into that, motherfucker. We're almost at the end. We just got Jumanji and Tooth Fairy and Pain and Gain.
Mm-hmm.
And then we say goodbye.
Yeah.
Should we... Do we want to... No. We don't want a hint?
No.
Are we going to do a bonus episode? About the holiday-themed bonus episode?
Maybe.
Maybe?
We'll see.
He likes to keep things under wrap. Keeps me in the dark. I don't even know what we're doing next.
Well, next we're doing Jumanji.
We can't tell them. Oh, I was going to make a bad joke.
This has been the non-new movie review. Please check out our Patreon.
Which is back.
Patreon.com.
If you listen to the Moana episode, disregard everything we said.
We should start doing this at the top of the show because no one's listening at
this point. I am.
Twitter.com/notnewmovie. Please
talk to us on Twitter. We want to know that you're listening. We get 80
By the way, I don't know if you know this.
Yeah?
We're a 5-star podcast.
We are, Kyle. We have 5 stars on iTunes. Yeah, you are too. You are now.
That's sweet.
Let me see it here.
That's what I've always wanted.
No, but for real, we'll get 40 plays in Amsterdam. Amsterdam people.
Amsterdam?
Yeah, Amsterdam. Fucking talk to us.
I'm just going down. I'm going to read some reviews here. Oh, wait. We already read that review. We have... We have one review. Please leave us more reviews because we will read them.
And rate.
We have 5 ratings of 5 stars.
Wow. Five stars. That's 25 stars together.
We're a 25-star podcast.
25. I feel like we made this joke before, but it never gets old.
No, we're a 5-star podcast for the critics, but we're a 25-star podcast for ourselves. The
fans and ourselves. I'm scratching my beard because I was going to say something, but you made me forget.
Sorry. I just woke up before this.
I'm going to forget as soon as the episode ends. I'm going to get really mad. Should we change the name of the podcast?
No. Definitely not right now.
I changed the title of the Twitter bio the other day.
Oh, what is it?
A podcast where we discuss the highs and lows of an actor's career.
Love it.
It's great, isn't it, Colin?
It's pretty good.
That is great.
I was going to say something. I'm really mad that I can't remember now.
Okay.
We're just going to sit here till I remember.
Sounds good.
Fucking end the podcast. I can't remember. God damn it. Did you say everything? Follow us on Twitter.
Simplify, motherfucker. Simplify.
Right on. Thanks a lot, man. Yeah.